Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, just slow the roll for a moment. Folks, did you know that I have over 200 videos that are available concerning the issues in which we deal with today? On top of everything else that we do in this ministry, we are actually, and we have been since the inception of this ministry, been also doing educational videos, educating the people as to how to put the kibosh on crime in this country. And if you go over to Sons of Liberty Radio Media, actually Sons of Liberty Media, you go to the top page, it says SOL Radio Live. Go ahead and subscribe to that. That is to the live feed. There's also another feed, which is Sons of Liberty Radio, which has all the videos that are available for educational purposes. We've gotten 11 brand new videos up, and they are going to be pieces for a television program that we're going to be doing in the up and coming months, and hopefully get it out there by the end of this year or at the beginning of next year. It takes a lot of time in the process of doing so, friends. But I do want to let you know that there's several videos out there, hundreds of videos, literally for educational purposes, showing you our experience. And again, what we're doing is bringing forth the Word of God and the Constitution to bring about the answers in which so many declare that they claim that they want to be, I should say. Let's put it that way. But again, that is available as well. I'm going to highlight that more in the up and coming days. What happens is I would like to take the time to highlight some of these things, and then more information comes out. It's like, I got to get that out to the people. So it takes precedent, and we'll get to it when we get time to do it. Hopefully tomorrow it will be that day. And just a little bit, we're going to be covering some people are so poor that the only thing that they have is money, and we're going to put that up in contrast to Scripture, where the American dream is sold to you. Folks, did you know that the American dreams on so many different levels is completely unscriptural? As a matter of fact, it stands in stark contrast to Scripture. I'm going to show you that in just a little bit. Now, if you want to call in, please do stick to the topic, please. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. You want to check us out on social media platforms, please do. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Subscribe. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We're also up on the top left side of that page on social media platforms, as well as BeforeIt'sNews.com. BeforeIt'sNews.com as well. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here. 1 Timothy 2:5, read it. Acts 4:12, read it. John 14:6, read it. 1 Corinthians 11:1, read it, folks. You can always make reference. When those bubble up by the word of knowledge, by the Holy Ghost, which cometh forth out of my mouth, out of the abundance of the heart the mouth speaketh. When those scriptures come up, friends, it has everything to do with what we're talking about concerning that particular topic. Sometimes not just one, but three and four and five different scriptures will come to my aid instantaneously, and that is for us to read the Word of God, to put our feet upon that rock, that immovable rock, friends, okay? As long as we're willing to stay and hold to the faith in which we have, that being of Christ, Hebrews 12:2. Now, I want to get to this real quick because I do want to get to the main topic, and I want to spend a little more time on it today, but I wanted to show you what they're trying to do in Minnesota, and this is what I've always said again to the American people, and I'm not, hey, folks, I'm not here on a high horse trying to say, look, I told you so. Look, I told you so. That's not my objective. But I do have to say on the other side of that, for years I have been warning the people, Ezekiel 33:3, concerning the issues in which we're now dealing with. And when you continuously inundate people with the facts, even when the people can't see it yet, and they don't take heed to it, it is bothersome. Folks, you need to understand that prevention is better than cure. See, but what happens is the American people wait for it to come on the horizon before they understand the severity of the threat, and they don't understand the prophetic anointing or the giftings in ministries because they can see the things that are coming down the line. And I'm not claiming to be anything outside of the fact that we are operating because as he is, so are we. And if he chooses to play the prophet through us, we will do that, friends. And we will act out in the prophetic. And don't think for one moment the Holy Ghost has ever quenched or squelched the gifts of prophecy. He has not. There's just a lot of lunatics out there that are prophesying from their own hearts. And then because people think that everybody's like the lunatics, which they are not, real prophets are pointing the finger at you. They're showing you the warning. They're showing you your responsibility. The false ones are pulling away from the cross. And that is the spirit of Antichrist. Read 1 John chapter 2 and chapter 4 when you get a moment as well. And test the spirits as it tells us to do so in 1 John chapter 4. But look what's happening here, friends. This is in Minnesota right now. They want to strike anti-pedophilia or pedophile language from state statutes. Why? Because it conflicts with the transgender movement, folks, which does not exist. I want you to remember, folks, as they're playing games with your freedoms, and I'm talking about both sides of the aisle, again, look at what Alpha News is reporting here. The DFL, the Democrats, unconstitutional, they want you, they want to strike down anti-pedophile language from state statutes. Wait a second, I thought it wasn't about the kids. Again, friends, let me just throw this at you. Do a Google search on my name and look what I was accused of. I was a bigot and a hater because I was saying that the whole agenda and the objective was the children, and they said that I'm lying to the people. And 15 years later, what are they doing, folks? They're trying to normalize the very crimes that were that you were warned of. Why are they trying to take out the anti-pedophile language from state statutes, folks? Which proves the point that what they're doing is illegal. And guess what's out of sight and out of mind? The very laws by our said representatives making reference to those laws to condemn the other side of the aisle. Why? Because they're a part of the problem as well on the right. Only to prove the point once again. Why are they trying to strike anti-pedophile language from state statutes? Which, again, is only showing you that it's against the law, what they're doing right now. And nobody's talking about that. But Bradley Dean is, and Bradley's bringing more, too, by the way, by the Spirit of God. Oh, just give me time. Look at this. This is why alleged mentor for 11-year-old drag queen sentenced for nearly a dozen felony child abuse crimes. Isn't that interesting? Isn't that interesting? They're trying to normalize the crime. Hey, folks, my friend Bob from Texas continuously tries to kick me in the pants to get out there and get busy. I say it with all due respect, we are nothing but busy. But I want to show you the impact of the ministry. Do you guys all remember when we had Senator Eric Lucero on the radio program, on the social media platforms, and I questioned him about the Democrats and the Republicans? Well, look what he learned and look what he brought to the Capitol. I'll show you on the other side, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the sonsoflibertyradio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at H-E-R-B-A-N-O-M-I-C.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Spring is in the air, and with the seasons changing and the hope of new things to come, now is the perfect time to visit our store at sonsoflibertyradio.com. At our store, you will find a plethora of wonderful products that will help you seek and save that which is lost. There are books, DVDs, T-shirts, and more, all containing an eye-opening message of truth, along with some brand new items that are sure to open men and women's eyes and bring people to the knowledge of the truth. Plus, by visiting our store and giving to the Sons of Liberty, you are helping us continue to reach both young and old with the truth and the gospel of Jesus Christ. So if you're looking for some products that will have an impact for eternity and help to support us in reaching the masses, visit our store now at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com.
The waves were mighty and fierce as could be when my lady and I got lost at sea. We tossed and turned and we nearly drowned when my brave little boat went down.
Whoa, 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 no, none of that's true. You haven't had a date in a year or two. The sea was calm and the sky was clear and you crashed right into the pier.
Yeah, fine.
Accidents don't just happen in sea shanties, so Progressive Boat Insurance has you covered. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you can save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates covered subject to policy terms and not available for all boats or in all situations.
Today on Hey Culligan's Smart Home Smarter Water Softener, here's Kevin.
Hey Culligan, can a smart water softener lift those heavy salt bags for me?
Kevin, it can.
Wait, it can?
Yep, the smart high-efficiency water softener from Culligan can alert your dealer when the salt needs to be replaced, and they'll do it for you, so your water stays soft and you stay away from lifting the bags.
I mean, I could lift them if I wanted.
No judgment here, Kevin. We're happy to do it, and we're already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test with the local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
Hey, our friend Bob from Texas, he continuously brings to my attention the things that we need to do as far as getting involved in. I have to keep limited as to what I say on the radio program here as to what we are involved with, but we are shaking, rattling, and rolling. And I say this with a smile on my face and a high five to Bob, my friend, but I do want to make reference to the fact that people are listening, and we see this all the time. Matter of fact, there's even people that are finally, after years of highlighting this information to the people in this country, they're finally starting to wake up to the fact as to what is in fact going on. Look at this. This is brand new. Bush family links to Nazi Germany. This is all factual information. It's easy to find. And it talks about Prescott Bush being indicted in 1942. He was the great grandpa of the last president, George W. Bush, and their links to the Nazi family and how they made their fortune. Well, keep in mind, Daddy Bush was also head of the CIA, and remember, President Truman equated the CIA to that of the American version of the Gestapo. Now, I'm bringing that up to par for the fact that, again, people nationally are listening to the show. It just takes them sometimes a year or two or five or ten to finally catch up concerning the information, and again, it only to prove the point, look at the censorship and the suppression going on in this ministry, because they know we're telling you the truth. That's why they are censoring our information. But you know what? They can go ahead and do whatever they want to do. As a matter of fact, if they want to go ahead and do that, what we're going to do is we're just going to go ahead and put up a billboard and we'll take it to the streets. As a matter of fact, we're going to be doing more of that. The more they want to suppress us, the more we're just going to take it directly to the people. And that's what we should be doing anyways. And it's the Lord's way of getting this out there by redirecting us concerning giving forth the message that we're all accounted and obligated before God and man to give. Now, Bradley, what are you talking about? Well, I want to show you this. As a matter of fact, just recently last week, I told you that if they're going to censor us, they're going to suppress us, then we're going to go ahead and we're going to take it to the people. That's just exactly what we did. This is one side of a two-sided billboard where literally tens of thousands of people, if not hundreds of thousands of people, every day get to see it. We put a billboard that says God hates hands that shed innocent blood, Proverbs 6:17, in the face of the criminal Tim Walz and Keith Ellison advocating for something that is so heinous and unthinkable concerning babies being murdered inside and outside of the woman in this state, which is, again, blatant murder. And for some reason or another, because they call it abortion, the American people think it's okay for the state to advocate for the murder of its own children. Just think about what I just said. The government advocating for the murder of its own children, and the people stand down and do nothing? Oh my goodness. Well, we are doing something about it. If you're on social media platforms right now, sonsoflibertymedia.com, before it's news.com, top left side of the page, both pages, you'll see the brand new billboard that we just put up in spite of their censorship. And it says the Constitution contains no right to abortion. And Bradley, why would you say that? Because there isn't. The government has no, folks, what, a legalized version of murder? Is that what this is? That's exactly what this is. The government can sanction the murder of the innocent in the womb? Have you lost your senses, people? Have you lost your senses? Well, that's what they're doing. Well, we're also doing our job, and we're not asking those devils for permission. Now, going back full circle, Senator Eric Lucero was on the show with us. And if you remember, right, the first interview we did with this young man is I asked him when he was talking about the Democrats and the Republicans, I asked him, can you show me that in the Constitution? And if you remember correctly, he paused for a moment because he couldn't answer that question. Why? Because he didn't think of it. And that's why we're here. But Eric took heed. I want you to see what Eric Lucero just did on the floor, and I want you to remember where he got this information. I'm not taking credit. Hey, folks, let's just get the job done. It doesn't matter as to who's responsible for doing it. The Lord did it at the end of the day. But what is really cool to see here is the fact that we were definitely a part of Eric bringing this message to the Capitol floor. So to my friend Bob out in Texas, let's go ahead and top this one, brother. Check this out. This is Eric Lucero. On the state floor in the Capitol of
Minnesota. Our system of government, a democracy or a republic?
So when we talk about being a democracy, what we're talking about is that our laws should be structured for citizen participation. So, Mr. President,
Baloney, that's a communist system of government.
And the work we're doing is to include the inclusive of Minnesotans, to bring their voices to the forefront. And so that's what I mean when I'm talking about
democracy. To take the illegals and bring
every
their voices
day when
to the
we
forefront.
Start floor session in this body, we pledge the allegiance to the flag. Can you confirm in that pledge, are we pledging our system of government as a democracy or as a republic?
I would just say again, as we are, what this bill does, and as I'm talking about democracy, and commonly as we as a society talk about democracy, we're talking about that putting the voices of Minnesotans first, and making that inclusive process where the voices of the people are heard.
See, and that's an unlawful voice in the state, and this is the point that Eric is making, okay? Listen to the rest of this.
I have asked that question on bills of this nature in both this body and the previous body, and I have yet, not once, Mr. President, had a single member of the Democrat Party answer with the truth, which is this state and this great country are a republic. I do not know why it is so difficult to answer the question that our constitutional system was deliberately designed as a republic and not as a democracy. And it is the truth that we are a republic, not a democracy. Democracies are terrible. Democracies throughout human history have run over individuals, people, and have destroyed families and have been the result of much bloodshed. For that reason that our founding fathers created a republic, and the reason why I hope going forward on this debate, on this bill and others, we can stand for the truth and just simply acknowledge that we are a republic.
Yeah.
Is our system of
ruled by law, not by opinion. She wants to give voice to the what? She wants to be inclusive with what? Those that are breaking the law, and she wants to bring their voices to the forefront. Okay. Hey, Americans, where did he get that information from? He has conveyed the message from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com right into the halls of government in the state of Minnesota, and I hope more do so. Did you also take note that he said that I have continuously brought this forth and nobody can answer the question? Folks, it's the same thing here. We are a constitutional republic, and no matter how many times I reiterate that point that we're ruled by law, not by an unconstitutional two-party system, nobody answers the question. They just act like it's like a blank stare in their face as to, what are you talking about, Bradley? And it shows you that they are worldly-minded. They are totally worldly-minded. I'm going to go over to 1 John 4 really quick, and I want to show you something so you can understand that there is two different voices here, okay? It tells us this. It says, they are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them, okay? But when we speak, we are of God, and he that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. And what preceded those scriptures in context? Those that were written and inspired by the Holy Ghost to write what? Concerning that of what a spirit of Antichrist is, enemies of the cross, and those that hold to the cross. And there's a big, huge difference. Those that hold to the cross, they have ears to hear. That's why they hold to the cross. They're quickened by the Holy Ghost. To he who hath the Son hath life, and to he who hath not the Son hath not life. So if you don't have the life, it's because you don't have the Son, and you're not obedient to the cross. And this is the commandment of the Lord, and this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, saith Scripture. And what is that? We believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. We emulate the Christ. He that saith he abideth in him ought himself also to walk, even as he walked. We do what the Christ does, friends. He's our teacher by the Holy Ghost as we keep our eyes fixed on him. Because after all, as John and Peter rightly said, we can only do those things that which we see our Father do, and we can only say those things that which we hear our Father say. Let me make another point during this break. I want to show you what's happening on the southern border right now. What's happening on the southern border, friends, is the southern border is being infiltrated with Chinese nationalists. Okay? You're being infiltrated by Chinese nationalists. That's scary stuff. In other words, communists. Remember those that are calling for a new world order? They're sending infiltrators into the United States of America. You've already got 35 jihadi camps in America. The mainstream media is censoring them. They're covering for them. These agencies are protecting them to their own demise, by the way. Mark my words, friends. Mark my words. All you bad guys, mark my words to your own demise. You're just doing your job, right? Well, at the end of the day, you're going to find out that you're expendable as well. And so are they. And this is the lies that fall from the great deceiver who wants to destroy all of mankind. But if you're on social media platforms right now, you're seeing on the southern border where the Chinese are infiltrating our borders, Americans, Chinese nationalists. It's not just the Mexicans. It's not just those coming from the Middle East, friends. It's the Chinese as well. And if you, again, want to get over to the topic of judgment, this is exactly what the Lord warned us of. And you're going to have an enemy that you're going to wish that you dealt with at the border rather than allowing them to come in within the border, friends, because it's all
a
planned agenda. We'll be right back.
I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA News update. The White House is sending more than 1,500 troops to the southern border as Title 42 is set to expire.
These will be very much focused on support tasks to CBP.
That's Customs and Border Protection. Pentagon spokesman General Pat Ryder says it will be a mix of active duty soldiers and Marines who will eventually be relieved by reservists and others. The Senate may hold a hearing next week on the House-passed bill that raises the debt ceiling and mandates some budget cuts. House and Senate leaders are set to meet with President Biden at the White House next week. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says default will happen June 1st, unless lawmakers raise the debt ceiling. Lots of reported sightings, all dead ends. The latest on the hunt for Francisco Oropeza, the suspect in the Friday killings of five neighbors in the town of Cleveland, Texas. Rich Johnson, USA News.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
So as I was just sharing with my friends on social media platforms, isn't it interesting that the American people are listening to a narrative that is distracting you from what in fact is happening? Okay, they're not up in arms. As a matter of fact, folks, let me tell you this. What the narrative is doing is distracting you from what in fact is happening, and I'm talking about the Chinese nationalists that are invading the southern border right now, and they're doing it through the UN-funded migrant camps. Okay? Okay, so how is the UN usurping authority over we the people in this country? Well, keep in mind, we are responsible for the United Nations. That's what was created after World War II because it failed during World War I through the League of Nations. So they changed the name to the United Nations, and then what happens? They start to use it because they're trying to accumulate or to assume themselves as being the government of the world. Who's funding that? We are. Friends, this has to stop, and it has to stop with the American people on an individual basis. But what I was trying to say is the fact that you're being distracted from your borders and Chinese nationalists breaking into your borders. Did you know that in Michigan just a week ago, Gretchen Whitmer, that criminal witch, and that's exactly what she is, literally, who runs her re-election campaign on, which again, we know that she was not re-elected. She was put there because, and she ran ran off a Ouija board and she ran her re-election campaign on the murder of children. Well, what's interesting, folks, is now they just approved a $770 million. And mark my words on this one too. Go ahead, write it down, put the date, remind me when it comes to the surface. They're putting up military intelligence and intelligent military bases where Chinese nationalists will run it. And guess who's paying for all of it in the state of Michigan? The taxpayers are. Folks, this is all United Nations. This is all foreign to the U.S. Constitution. But I can say until I'm blue in the face, I'm not going to do that today. Now you know. But I wanted to also let you know the kind of people that are being allured back over here because you're allowing your said representatives to do it by alluring them in on tax dollars called the welfare system. Mexican migrant wanted for murder of five Hondurans deported four times, says Texas sheriff. Your politicians are alluring these people in that are a threat not only to the police and law enforcement, to our military, our brothers and sisters, dads, so on and so forth in the military, but they're endangering your lives and your family members' lives. This is your said representative. This is the government that you're accepting, friends. But look at this. They're repeat criminals, of course. And what's worse than that, let me show you this. This is actually just brought to the light. I believe John Whitehead also brought it forth, also concerning the contributor, Pamela Geller, on the SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Internal Revenue Service is hiring armed agents for all 50 states. Another unconstitutional agency. Internal Revenue Service hiring armed agents for all 50 states. Does that sound like a free system of government? Or does that sound like they're trying to fortify themselves against the people that they mean to overrun? Yeah, the latter, correct? Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Do you remember the article that I wrote back in February 2nd, 2023? Fortifying themselves against the people that they swore to serve? They're arming unconstitutional agencies. And what it says right in the top paragraph here, it says more than a few eyebrows were raised back in 2010. Back in 2010, when the United States Department of Agriculture, notice what they're hiding under, friends. The guise of distraction has nothing to do with agriculture, but the U.S. Department of Agriculture bought 85 semi-automatic submachine guns. However, the USDA is just one of 73 federal government agencies employing full-time law enforcement officers who are authorized to carry firearms and make arrests in the United States of America. I can't find that in the Constitution where I can actually steal money from people that work and then create agencies to war against those people that I'm supposed to serve. Now think about this. If it's the purpose of government to uphold the law in condemning the wicked and justifying the righteous, what do you see the modern-day representatives doing? Just the exact opposite. So, in other words, that would be foreign to the U.S. Constitution. That would be an act of treason, would it not? Well, if you don't want to deal with these individuals for creating agencies that are treasonous in action, friends, and purpose, well, then guess what? I'm not going to talk until I'm blue in the face. Nope. I've said it a million times. I'm not going to say it again today. I just highlighted the fact that, folks, it's getting closer to your front door, isn't it? Amos 6:3. It's getting closer to your front door. Bradley, I don't like that. I, you know what, Bradley? I don't like your tone. Well, listen, if I was on, let's say I was up on a high road and there was a cliff coming and there wasn't a sign there to tell me to turn so I don't go off the end of the cliff, and there's a man there getting in my face and loving me enough to actually tell me to stop because if you don't, you're going to destroy yourself, I wouldn't get mad at that guy. I'd actually get outside of the car and go up and tell him thank you very much for sparing my life and in this particular situation and sparing my soul. What does Psalm 19:11 say? By them thy servant is warned. And what does love do? It comes to correct, reprove, and instruct. That's what love does. Open rebuke is better than love carefully concealed. Faithful are the wounds of a friend. Kisses of an enemy are deceitful. The chastising of your children with the rod is love. To withhold it, the Bible says, is hate. See, a lot of people don't understand what real love is, right? They don't understand what real love is. Well, Bradley, God is love. Yep, I know he's love. Absolutely, I know he's love. And you know what? His love, in demonstration by the Holy Ghost, he was the only one to ever get up in my face and love me enough to tell me no more. He was the only one that loved me enough to reprove me. He was the only one to love me enough to correct me and to instruct me and to chastise me. He was the only one that loved me enough in doing so. Everybody else wanted to just circumvent the issues. They wanted to love me so much and watching me go straight to hell without warning me about an issue that concerned my soul every step of the way. And yes, I'm talking to the majority of the professed Christians in this country. Hey, folks, love gets in the face of the people that you love, okay? And it tells them the truth regardless if they want to hear it or not. That is love. What you see in America, that is not love. And isn't it interesting you hear so much of love in the American church today and in the American people today, but you see very, very little in demonstration. See, love is in action, folks. And action speaks a lot louder than words do. And I'm talking about two different things here, but the bottom line is, folks, is if we love, we'll act out and get in the face of the people that we love the most and tell them things that they don't necessarily want to hear, but the things that they actually need to hear. Okay? Just wanted to make clear we're on the same page here. Okay? If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Let's get over to this. I just wrote this. The other day I was sitting there reading Luke 12. And I thought, man, I love this topic. And I started thinking about the American dream. And the American dream is, you know what? And I'll get to that in just a little bit here. The American dream is to basically get so wealthy that you have no need for anybody else. And you can just sit back and you can go ahead and enjoy the fruits of your labor. That's the American dream, right? That is. Isn't it interesting that American dream also entails creating a world that has nothing to do with the Lord in so many different ways? Did you know that nobody warned of covetousness more than Christ did? As a matter of fact, if you look at Exodus 20, it's the 10th commandment, thou shalt not covet. Covet means to desire that which belongs to somebody else. Okay? Now let me start this thing. Scripture tells us in Mark 8:36, for what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Just think about that. What shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? You see these elitists, you know, these billionaires, these wealthy individuals, you know, they're sick. A lot of them are sick in the mind. See, they're not satisfied with riches. Now they want power. See, it's always something. They always want more, right? Hell, the Bible tells us, is never satisfied. And look how they act. Let me give you a case in point. We were on Rodeo Drive in Beverly Hills, California, probably 3.5-4 years ago. And I remember we went there. That's the place where all the wealthy people go to shop. It's supposed to be the to-go place, right, for the rich and the wealthy. For all the actors and the actresses and the super wealthy. And I noticed that in every given store, they had armed guards at the door. Think about that. Okay? That was the first thing. The second thing I noticed was the distortion in how they paired things together. If it wasn't clothes, it was statues. If it wasn't statues, it was pictures. And it was like really distorted, to say the least. And I started thinking to myself, oh my goodness. These people are seriously distorted. This is what happens to a mind that forgets God. The Bible says that He'll give them over to their own selves. And this is what they become. They become distorted. That is the natural fruit of leaving off God, is distortion. You'll become debased. You'll become more immoral. You're just going to sink deeper and deeper into the mire of sin. And whatever that entails, you know. Because we know that the end of sin is death, right? Romans 6:23. Now, we've all been raised up in this country to chase our dreams. We have, ever since we can remember. And what is it? To be successful so that we might live high on the hog. That means the best of everything, right? Scripture says the best of the milk and the honey. That's the best of everything that the Lord provides for us. Now, if we reach what we call success here in America, then we have, in essence, created a world with no need of the living God. Isn't that really the objective? Isn't that how men live? I mean, even if you go to the prosperity preachers of the day, friends, you know, the gimme, 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 my name is Jimmy. Isn't it interesting? They're always preaching gimme, 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 and they don't preach the cross. Well, that's the spirit of Antichrist, and the Bible is clear that we're supposed to beware those people, those that preach gain is godliness. The Bible says from such withdraw. And look at how distorted those jokers are. Some of them look like clowns now. Just ask Joyce Meyer. I mean, it's craziness. We'll be right back. I want to get to this. I love this topic. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
We are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
In this crazy world of social media, buzz feeds, fake news, and political propaganda, we need a watchdog. Someone to stand up and shout if need be on behalf of truth and our historical Christian roots. Bradley Dean is that watchdog, and that's why I support Sons of Liberty Radio.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Okay, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Hey folks, some people are so poor that the only thing that they have is money. What we're talking about right now is Mark 8:36, for what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and yet lose his own soul? Think about it. Okay, because we've been raised up in a country where we have been taught to chase our dreams so that we might live high on the hog, per se. Oh, we see it all day long. And my point is that if we reach what we call success here, then we will, in essence, create a world with no need of the living God. You know what destroyed America at the turn of the 19th century? Here, I'll tell you. Prosperity. Prosperity did. Why? Because in men's prosperity, they forget God. Is it not true? Oh, absolutely it is. Don't want to get ahead of myself. Okay? So if we reach what we call success here, then we have in essence created a world with no need of the living God. We're following the golden calf. And for those that might not yet fully understand, it would be little to do with the Lord and a whole lot to do with the world if we're successful. a man said, "What is the value of this estate?" said a gentleman to another, as they passed from a fine mansion surrounded by fair and fertile fields. I don't know. What is it valued at? I know what it cost its late possessor. How much? The gentleman asked. The other gentleman responded with, "His soul." That's right. In Matthew 6:24, it says, "No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other." It says, you cannot serve God and mammon. A lot of people don't even know what the word mammon means. Well, look it up. Webster's 18:28, mammon, riches, wealth, or the God of riches. When you go to a prosperity church today, what's taught? Prosperity. Where does God get in the way? Oh, they just use his name as a means to get what they're looking to gain. That's it. Riches, wealth, or the God of riches. And isn't it interesting that if they actually preach the whole gospel, the whole counsel of God, everybody would see them for who they are. But guess what they avoid? The word covetousness. Thou shalt not covet. They never talk about that. They never talk about those that preach gain is godliness, from such withdraw yourself. Nope. Hey, folks, I'm giving you scripture. Do yourself a favor and listen carefully. Mammon is riches, wealth, or the God of riches. Yet in America, this is what we're taught to do in seeking a better way of life, and that life consists of what we possess. Wait a second. What we possess? Now, don't get me wrong here. There's nothing wrong with wealth within itself, yet it becomes an issue when we put riches in the place of the living God. As a matter of fact, a lot of people out there all day long are saying, "Lord, why didn't you answer my prayers? Why didn't you give me what I was asking you for?" They're seeking the hand of God, what he's able to give them. "Lord, why didn't you answer my prayers? You know what? If you're not going to answer me, I'm just going to go on and live my own life." Well, that's what you were doing anyways. You were just trying to get God to give you something to continue your venture in a life without him. The Lord said in Jeremiah 29:11-13, "When you seek me with your whole heart, you shall find me." Not with a part of it. Oh, and you see this all over the churches in America today. People are mad at God because the Lord withheld something from them that would merely take them away from him, and he is not going to do that. That wouldn't be love. That's hate. He wouldn't be doing you a service. That'd be doing you a disservice. See, it's amazing how people, when they're hungry, what they're willing to fight for. If it's truly God, guess what? They're going to find him. That's exactly right. Think about this. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then these things will be added unto you. Okay? And you're not going to lie to God. All things are naked and open to the eyes of whom we have to do. It's not like you're going to get one over on him, friends. Your motive is, I want to get him to give me what I'm asking him for, but I'm going to pretend like I'm really seeking the Lord, his face. Because I want what he wants. No, that's, you're not going to deceive him there. You will be put to that test 1,000 times, believe me. I'm still there. What did Paul say? The guy that wrote 2/3 of the New Testament. "For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out." 1 Timothy 6:7. Was just at a funeral just a couple days ago. I didn't see a luggage rack on top of that hearse. No disrespect. I didn't see a luggage rack on the top of that hearse. But yet, this is the American dream somehow. I just told you that nobody warned of covetousness more than Christ himself did. Covetousness, Webster's 18:28. Listen carefully. A strong or inordinate desire of obtaining and possessing some supposed good, usually in a bad sense, and applied to an inordinate desire of wealth or avarice. That's right. You know what, folks? What I've learned over the last 15 years of my life, especially in my ministry, if someone would have gave me $1 million 10 years ago, not that my heart was wrong, but the Lord still had to stretch me and teach me that I could, in a prudent way, give me what it is that I needed for the people. If you would have 10, 15 years ago given me $1 million, I would have spent it right away trying to save the world. But it's not money that's going to save the world. It's not. I know that money answereth all matters, yes. But the fact of the matter is, what is it being used for? I just told law enforcement guy 2 weeks ago, I told him I could do a huge billboard campaign in this county in which we live right now. But I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to waste my money because I'm not going to cast pearls before swine. They're not going to listen to that because I put up a billboard. Not saying not everybody will or somebody won't, but I am saying, friends, I have learned to really reel back in everything that I do concerning what I'm allotted and what I use it for. Because I learned that my natural desire is not going to answer God's objective in the spirit. I have to let Him teach me through patience. And what is patience? Patience is the weapon that forces deception to reveal itself, even when it's in ourselves. Okay? I want you to listen to this. Listen carefully. Scripture contradicts the American dream. Listen carefully. Jesus said, "Take heed and beware of covetousness, for a man's life consisteth not in the abundance of the things which he possesseth. He spake a parable unto them." Listen carefully. "The ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. And he thought within himself, saying, 'What shall I do? Because now I have no room where to bestow my fruits.' And he said, 'This I will do. I will pull down my barns and build greater. And there I will bestow all my fruits and my goods. And I will say to my soul, Soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry.' I want to retire. All my barns have been filled with the goods." And rightfully so. No one's going to take that away from you. But you know what? One thing I notice, people live longer when they never retire. Because scripturally, retirement is not there. It stands against it. Notice people, when they do retire at 65, the people that get it, they keep working until the day they die. Yep, that's right. They get it. If you rest, you rust. How many times do you see people retire, and when they retire, what do? Which is, in a couple of years, they just fade. Their health fades, and they die soon thereafter. Listen to this, what the man said that had the wealth. "And I will say to my soul, Soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take your ease, eat, drink, and be merry." Isn't that the American dream? Yep, it is. "But God said unto him, Thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then who shall those things be which thou hast provided? So is he that layeth up treasure for himself and is not rich towards God." Luke 12:15-21. Hey, folks, beware of covetousness, because as men trample each other down in the pursuit of wealth, the Bible says, "Be not deceived. For the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows." 1 Timothy 6:2. See, adversity has slain her thousands. Prosperity has slain her tens of thousands. Thomas Brooks. See, men too often forget the Lord in their riches. I want you to read this after the show today, because I don't have time to nail it right now. Read Deuteronomy 8:11-18, and listen to what the Lord says, line upon line, precept upon precepts. "Because in ending, some of the wealthiest people in the world are so poor because the only thing that they have is money, friends. And in conclusion, I say in short, biblical order, listen carefully, lose the world and gain the soul. Lose the world and gain the soul." I'll say it one more time. Lose the world and gain the soul. Jesus said, "It's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than it is for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of heaven." Put your priorities where they need to be, on Christ. He said, "Straight and narrow and difficult is the way, not wide and broad." Folks, come out from among them. Remember, the Lord said in James 4 that friendship with the world is enmity with God. And those that are friends with the world are adulterers. Let it not be cast to your lot. Love you by what we do. Talk to you in 23. We all have heard
about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.